All right, let's lock things down because we're us. Talk a little local soccer or football, if you prefer. They've been on the road to open the 2019 season. Home debut tonight at Marist, taking on the Seattle Sounders under 23 club. Online, visit laneunitedfc.com. On Twitter, it's at Gallus Dave. For the club, it's at Lane United FC. Dave Gallus joins us. Dave, how's life treating you these days?
Going well. How are you, Steve?
All right. So in the past few years, I've had semi-regular conversations with your brother, John. So where's he at? What's he up to these days?
Well, the USL, the sort of parent league that we're part of, or the third tier of the USL, they started a new level called League One, which is fully professional, eight-month season, et cetera. And the folks down in Tucson came in and started poaching some coaching talent from our division. So they took Darren Sawatsky from the Sounders U23s as a head coach, and then he turned around and recruited John as his assistant.
Okay. So for the newer listeners or those not that familiar, when I speak with someone from your club, I kind of like to hit reset because, you know, obviously we live in a Pac-12 town. We know the Eugene Emeralds are a single-A short season affiliate of the Cubs. You know, the Timbers are a team in the MLS. How would you describe the level of soccer your Reds play in?
So it's hard to sort of give direct comparisons to, say, baseball or whatever, but we would be fourth tier in the pyramid. MLS, USL Championship, the new USL League, League One, and we're League Two. So we're getting the best out of college right now, who are getting drafted straight into the MLS. So it's sort of that top-level development league.
Okay, that makes sense. So your season started 3 weeks ago. You had draws in two of the first three. Last Sunday in Bend, you took on the Timbers U23 squad, got your first victory. What would you say went well in that match, a 3-1 win?
Well, the Timbers U23s are definitely struggling to start their season. But it was a rivalry game, you know, and they came out fighting. But our guys stuck with the game plan, tried to cut down on the mistakes we'd made in our first three games, and it really started coming together. That combined with our goalkeeper, Albert Esquin, who saved the third penalty he's faced this year, 3-for-3.
Wow, that's something you don't see very often. We're talking with Dave Gallus of Lane United Football Club. You know, I actually wanted to get, you've played four matches and you've used a couple of guys in goal. I guess you've had one play two different halves. You just mentioned one of the names. Well, what could you tell us about your two keepers on the roster and about what each brings to the table?
Mark Olson, Danish keeper out of Central Arkansas, was with us last year, but he had a pretty bad injury, so he spent the whole year just training and rehabbing, had a good college season, came back to us this year, and honestly, Albert Esquin out of Cal Baptist was a bit of a surprise. We took a flyer on him, and you know, he's right there. He's at the top of his game right now and really challenging Mark. And actually, he's pretty much won the number one spot for now. But, you know, Mark is pushing him every day in training. And he knows that one slip up by Albert and Mark will be right back in there.
I'm talking with Dave Gallus. The home opener for Lane United is tonight at Marist here in Eugene at 7. Earlier I mentioned the departure of your brother John to Tucson, so that meant a change in the coaching staff. What could you tell us about Connor Cappelletti, the new head coach, and what he brings to the party?
You know, really couldn't be prouder of how Connor stepped up, taking on the new role, the challenge, of course, but you know, having been with us since the beginning, He knew how we like to do things. He knew the day-to-day stuff. And then he was able to sort of assert a few of his own ideas on the coaching style. So he's very much in the mold of what John was setting up, but he's really, really stepped up and, you know, made things better where he could and kept the tradition going where it needed to.
And there's a local guy who's a member of the staff, handles the strikers. What could you tell about the resume of Nate Jaqua and the addition of him to your staff?
Well, we actually have two local guys, Nate and Colin McMillan. Colin is also South Eugene grad, played at Oregon State, led the South Eugene team to a co-state championship. We have two local guys who played at a very high level who are coaching our goalkeepers and our strikers. And certainly Nate is a great addition. You know, I've been after Nate for a while to just sort of help out where he can. And he's got twins he's taking care of, twin babies, but, you know, he found the time and we couldn't be happier because, you know, he's a guy who went South Eugene, University of Portland, drafted by a Chicago Fire, won an MLS Cup with Houston, a few national team appearances. So, you know, that kind of thing just really resonates with the strikers on our squad, and he can really help them out.
And as far as putting the ball in the net, for folks who are just getting familiar with your club, who are some of the primary threats to score goals?
To be honest, that's a good question. No, it's the one area we've struggled with a little bit this year so far. But we're starting to sharpen up in front of that. We're certainly creating a lot of chances. And, you know, Christopher Kala, unbelievable physical player, really fast, just doesn't get knocked over. So he's definitely a threat physically up there. But as he moves off the center backs and causes trouble, we're certainly really happy with Sergio Diaz and Alex Segovia cutting in from the wing, and they're both already contributing goals this year. And then up top, Charlie Spurs scored a couple too, so we're getting there.
Okay. I'm really happy you came up with some answers there. A couple final thoughts for Dave Gallis of Lane United. Tonight's match against Seattle, a team you mentioned, it's a rival you've played already. What kind of challenges do they present?
They always put top players on the field. So we know we're up against some really good individual players. We saw some of that in Seattle. But, you know, we have some good players as well, and we hope that, you know, we gel, play as a team, and cut out our silly mistakes. We should have every chance in the world to win this one. But you just know you're in for a battle whenever you play Seattle because they attract top talent.
And lastly, I always like to have one of you guys kind of put on the marketing director hat when for folks who will be coming out to Maris tonight at 7 o'clock with the Reds and Sounders hookup. What could they look forward to, the kind of product you put on the field?
Well, we're really excited to launch this first game at Maris. You know, we've been out at Lamb Lane Center for 5 years. So I'm a little curious myself to see how this plays out, but no, I'm really excited. The facility is great. It's right on the bike path, on the river. Maris High School has been wonderful to work with so far. We got beer garden, food trucks, the whole deal. You know, and our Red Aces, our crazy supporters, will be out there with smoke bombs and drums and TIFOs and the whole deal. So, you know, top-level atmosphere.
It's awesome. By the way, the website, laneunitedfc.com. Like I said, on Twitter, you could use the handle at laneunitedfc. For Dave himself, it's at GallisDave. Good. Appreciate the opportunity to catch up. Best of luck tonight, and definitely let's make sure we touch base as the season moves along.
Well, we will do so. Thanks a lot, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Have a good one.